You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's the Madman DVD review with Alice Gatland.
What's up?
Hey, Hannah.
Hey, feel like I haven't seen you in such a long time.
That joke never gets old. This week we're doing The Neon Demon.
That sounds demonic.
Yeah. Yeah, it came out last year, and it's the latest by director Nicholas Winding Refn, who's done lots of films. He did Bronson, Only God Forgives, and probably his most famous film was Drive, which was very...
I haven't seen any of those.
He's got a very distinct style, and Drive was hugely praised by almost everyone. This film, not so much.
Did you praise Drive?
Yeah, it's a good film. I like it.
Cool.
So this film tells the story of a 16-year-old model who moves to LA, and here she meets makeup artists and these two older models who begin to sort of envy her natural beauty and the attention she's getting.
How could she?
It's kind of like in this film, there's this premise that she has this beauty that no one else possesses. Just got this it thing. But she kind of gets caught up in this world where, this is a quote, "Beauty isn't everything, it's the only thing." It is they call it a psychological horror. But
sounds
it kind of
scary.
Gets a little bit horror-y near the end. But really, I'd say the story isn't what you're watching this film for, because the story isn't that good. But it is very visually striking.
Yeah, I can imagine it would be. Is there a lot of neon?
Yeah, there's a lot of amazingly set up scenes and cinematography and lighting and beautiful people. It's quite slow, sometimes stilted. I'd say occasionally a little bit hard to watch. But I think I enjoyed it more when I started thinking it as more like a moving fashion shoot, you know, when you're just like looking at the pictures.
The visual aspect rather than the characters,
yeah,
and how they develop or how they don't develop. And
absolutely, it has got a lot of criticism, as I kind of mentioned, and I think a lot of the criticism is fair. Apparently when it had its premiere at Cannes, it received both boos and a standing ovation, so that's kind of like, I feel like that really sums up people's reaction to it. People like really hate it, or people think it's a work of genius.
At the same time?
Yeah, apparently. At the end of the premiere, some people are booing, some people are standing up.
I think it's pretty mean to boo, to be perfectly honest, at the premiere. Like,
it's
chill
just
out.
How they behave at these film festivals. there are some pretty shocking scenes in it, so if you have a weak stomach or you're easily disturbed, don't watch it. Just a little worried. I don't want to give spoilers, but
no, don't spoil it.
There's some stuff in there. But yeah, I really reckon if you're interested in film, this is a great chance to get a copy of it and have a watch. So you can decide for yourself if it's sort of a pretentious, self-indulgent nonsense or if it's unappreciated genius. I mean,
could be both. I mean, it could be standing ovation or boo.
And, it's certainly a memorable film, I think. If you're interested in film, this is one that you should see, just because I feel like people, you know, it will become, a way that people describe other films. People will reference it.
Cool.
Very interesting film. Somebody wants it. Somebody's calling in.
I know. Shall we give it to them?
I think we should.
Cool. Thank you, Alice, for that fantastic review. I really want to watch it.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.